Foreign language film and TV are becoming increasingly popular in the UK, but how and why? Specialists from the University of Southampton's Film Studies Department hosted a study day on sex, art and crime, from Brigitte Bardot to Sarah Lund. Professor Lucy Masden says it's a fascinating subject.
The idea really emerged from a research project of my own, which was a project tracing the history of French cinema in Britain and looking at the French films that come over to Britain, which are shown in British cinemas and on British television, and what happens to those films when they come over, how audiences respond to them, how critics respond to them, and so on and so forth. And we developed the idea for the study day from that project and wanted to look a bit more broadly at foreign language film and television in the United Kingdom.
She spoke of the history of the distribution, exhibition and reception of French cinema over the years. Colleague Dr. Sally Keenan considered Chinese language films such as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and Hero.
Obviously there were different audience reactions in the West and in parts of East Asia. So both of those films were rather problematic in terms of Chinese audiences because they had a very different understanding and experience of martial arts cinema. Chinese audiences are brought up on a diet of martial arts cinema.
And so very traditional.
Very traditional, and they know exactly what they expect. So you're dealing with audience expectations, whereas those two filmmakers were trying to rewrite the genre. And they were also had their eye on a Western audience, so they made the films in that way. But a lot of Chinese audiences said, oh, these films are just for the West. In actual fact, I don't think that they were, that these are filmmakers who were innovative and were trying to do something with that genre. But it just tells you the kind of problems that you're up against in filmmaking and in distribution. You know, you're dealing with audience expectations.
Scandinavian crime dramas such as The Killing and The Bridge are now causing a stir among TV audiences in the UK, in spite of the Swedish and Danish dialogue. Dr. Kevin Donnelly says we appear to be more receptive to subtitles.
There are certain things that have changed this, and one of them, I think, is the internet. I think now people are used to reading more text. I think if you went back 20 years, most people would have been watching television and not reading much text, but now we're used to reading a lot of text. Even when we look on things like Sky News Channel, we read text going along the bottom of the screen. I think there is this situation now where people are more skilled in being able to read text and keep an eye on what's happening on the screen, which actually is quite a difficult skill to do. I've spoken to people in countries where they do dubbing, and they have a real mental problem, actually, with having to remove concentration from what's happening with the image to looking at this writing at the bottom of the screen. It is quite a strange thing.
He's impressed with the quality of these northern imports.
The scripts are the thing that allegedly the Danish ones have concentrated on. Their script development is much longer than, certainly other than British dramas, from what I can gather. And I think the level of plotting is actually really, really clever in them, and it does keep you there. Even though I think there are other elements that are of attraction, I think you can't get away from the plots, or the characters too, but I think that certainly the Killing, the first season of The Killing, I just remember thinking, I'm not sure if I've really seen anything like this before. It reminded me a little of Lost in that way. At the end of each episode, you'd be thinking, well, where are we going now? Which is something that's quite a risky thing to do. And I think if you went back 20 years, a lot of television would not have taken that risk.
The study day also included a talk by Edward Fletcher of Soda Pictures, an independent film distributor.
People are a little more open to seeing films from different countries, I'd like to think, and there's less of a historical division between an American English language cinema and something else. I think you see in recent releases such as something like Love Is All You Need with Pierce Brosnan, which is essentially a Danish film from a Danish director released in a very conventional way in the UK with a UK actor or an Irish actor, and you know, it's over a million at the box office. So I think it's good examples of hybridity in the market and audiences being slightly more open to the type of experience they're going to get.
Subtitles remain a problem for some audiences. Lucy says there's still some way to go before foreign language productions are widely accepted.
A decision was taken in this country many, many years ago, back in the 1930s, to subtitled films, and there have been experiments with dubbing. In the 1970s, for example, a number of films were dubbed, but again, it's not popular, and very, very few of those experiments have ever been successful. So I'm afraid we're, for the moment, stuck with subtitles, and it is, in many ways, a bit of a poison chalice, and there is no easy solution to that problem.
What did the lifelong learners think of the study day?
It is an eye-opener because it gives you a different slant on films, and you may have interpreted one way, but you've got a completely different idea of the interpretation. There's an awful lot which goes on which you don't understand.
I particularly liked the first talk where she brought into focus the fact that what people see as French cinema here isn't particularly French cinema there. I've been going to nearly all of these lifelong learning things, but I'm particularly interested in today because we both speak Scandinavian languages.
I think perhaps the kind of key theme that I've picked out of it is the kind of economics of filmmaking. That's what affects what we see.
I'm really, really enjoying it. I haven't seen that many of the French films that were mentioned in the first talk, but I had seen both the Chinese films that we were talking about, so at least I had a awareness. And I was thinking, Quentin Tarantino. And then somebody else mentioned it. I thought, oh, right, that's good then. So I wasn't dreaming it.
Oh, I've really enjoyed it. I begin to feel I'm a bit old, that I remember lots of film that everybody else seems to have forgotten. As I go back to La Strada and Fellini and Ingmar Bergman and all that, you know.
The French films are quite interesting because I know of a lot of French films but haven't actually necessarily been to see them because of the whole subtitle thing, and I don't get on the subtitles very well. So it's really interesting hearing sort of the issues around that, and kind of, because it's quite personal to me.
For more information on future study days and courses, see southampton.ac.uk/lifelonglearning.